Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world, even though there's toxic chemicals all around us in consumer products, in the environment, in the air we breathe, in the food we eat, et cetera, et cetera. There are things that we can do to choose less toxic products and to remove toxic chemicals from our homes, from our bodies. Yes, there are toxic chemicals in our bodies, unless you've done something to remove them. And every one of us has toxic chemicals in our bodies, unless you've done something to remove them. And we can, in general, greatly reduce the toxic exposure and the negative health effects that happen from them. That's what the show is about, is how to thrive in the world that's toxic. Today is Thursday, June 13th, 2013, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and right now the sun is shining, which is actually unusual for summertime here because we have thunderstorms almost every day. But around the edges of those thunderstorms, the sun shines and it's hot. Every day for months, the average temperature is about 88 degrees during the day. And about 82 degrees at night, and it's often humid here in the South. And so we go for not just weeks and weeks, but months and months of being hot and sweaty. And what happens during those hot and sweaty months here and every place else is that your body loses a lot of water to dehydration. We sweat and sweat and sweat. And if you think that you're not losing water because you're inside an air-conditioned building, you might be losing even more water because air conditioning pulls water out of everything, out of your body, out of plants, anything that you've got in the house, it'll start pulling water out of. And so you can get even more dehydrated by sitting in an air-conditioned building. Now, I'm really concerned about dehydration because water is essential to life, that your body is mostly water, and when our bodies can only survive 2 or 3 days without water. So if we start losing water, what happens is that not only does it affect all the functions in our body, but that as your body gets dehydrated, it tends to hold on to toxic chemicals rather than releasing them. And toxic chemicals become more easily embedded in your body. So if you're only going to do one thing to help your body be less toxic, the number one thing really is to drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water, because it will help flush the toxic chemicals out. And when you don't drink enough water, then your body will more easily hold on to those toxic chemicals. So today we're going to talk about water. We're going to talk about getting enough water. We're going to talk about what kind of water to drink. And my guest today is Igor Milevsky. He runs Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters, a small family-owned company that makes exceptional water filters that remove fluoride, radiation, and pharmaceuticals, as well as chlorine, chloramine, lead, and other common pollutants. These are extremely affordable filters. They do an amazing amount for the amount of money they cost. I installed one about 6 months ago in my house, and it's better than the filter that I used to have that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. This one only costs hundreds of dollars, very few hundreds of dollars. And so we're going to be talking about all of this today. Igor, are you there?
Yes, hi, Deborah. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. It's nice to have you here as well. Igor was on earlier on another show, but in case people didn't listen to that one, Igor, why don't you tell us again your story about how you became interested in making water filters?
Sure. Well, it was kind of... It started when I was younger. I always had an interest in nature and biology, and I, as a consequence, I had an aquarium. I always had different types of fish, and, you know, as some people may know, fish are very sensitive. Water is like air for them. It's like air for us. Water is to the fish. And if something's not right with the water, they get sick and they die. or they don't breed. They need specific conditions. And so I learned about making sure that the water is clean and that it's properly adjusted with respect to the pH, you know, how alkaline or acidic it is. And it's quite interesting, because that led me into cleaning my own water and learning about that, and then turning it into a business to help other people, making sure that their drinking water is safe and pleasant to drink.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you did, because in all of 30 years of looking at water filters, I can honestly say that I think that your filter does a better job at removing a broad variety of pollutants and removing them to a very high degree, better than any water filter I've ever seen at any price. So I think that I have been recommending your filter for the last 6 months since I've been using it, and am happy to continue to recommend it. I'll just tell you, listeners, just right off, you can go to my website, toxicfreetalkradio.com, and I now have a blog which has all the radio shows on it. And so you can just go to the blog post for this show, and it'll have all the information on it about how you can go to Igor's website. The name of the company is Pure Effect, Advanced Water Filtration, I think is the full title. And you can just go to that blog post, and it'll have all the information about how you can order. Igor is offering $15 off any filter to listeners of the show today, and that's good through June 18th. And all the links will be there, and you can read more about why I chose it for my water filter, and that's the place to connect. So just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and look for Igor's show on the blog. So I'd like to just, before we start talking about filters, I'd just like to say a little bit more about some of the reasons why we need to be drinking water. There's a fabulous book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. You Are Not Sick, You Are Thirsty. Do you know that book, Igor?
No, but I think I understand the point that it may be making, because there's a lot of symptoms people experience that are related to dehydration, but they may get misdiagnosed. Is that what you're talking about?
That is exactly what this book is talking about. It's written by a doctor, and he says virtually that almost any symptom you can name can be associated with dehydration. Headaches, muscle aches or pain, muscle cramps, blood pressure problems, fatigue, anxiety, even blood sugar. It just goes on and addresses practically every illness that you can think of in this book, and basically says you need to drink more water. Now, there are some people who say that we're drinking too much water. But one of the things that that this book says is that other beverages don't count in the same way that water counts in your body, that your body is a natural part of nature. It's developed by nature, even though we live in an industrial world. Our bodies follow what nature instilled in them many, many thousands of years ago when the human body was developed. And so our bodies are looking for water, not soda, not milk, not beer, not any other beverages.
Right.
it's looking for water, and it needs water in order to do its functions. And so it's okay to drink anything else you want after you drink enough water. And so I'm actually sitting here all day long sipping on water from your filter in a glass bottle, and not getting dehydrated, even though I'm sitting in an air-conditioned house or I'm out in the sun, because I don't wait until I get thirsty to drink water. I'm just drinking water all day long. And I think that you totally agree with that.
Yes, it's, you know, water is the best substance to quench the thirst and to hydrate the body. Many people drink other things, so they may not feel as thirsty throughout the day, but they're really not getting that clean water that's used for most or not all the processes in the body. I was looking at some research. It's up to 65% of the human body is water. And
that's,
if you're a child or if it's a baby, it's even more. It's up to 80%.
Yeah.
So it's quite significant to have clean water in the body.
We'll talk more about this after the break. I'm Deborah Mundad, and I'm here with Igor Milevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. And you can find out more about his filters and what we're talking about today at ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back. I did. Well, you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Igor Milevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. Now, here's the big issue. We could be drinking water all day long, but if you're drinking tap water, you're polluting your body. In some ways, you're doing more harm than good because you're putting toxic chemicals into your body in addition to the beneficial water. Igor, could you tell us some about what pollutants people are putting in their body when they drink tap water and what some of the health effects might be?
Certainly. Well, generally, there's two categories of tap water. It's either well water or city water. City water tends to have more chemicals that they add, like fluoride. That's a big one because fluoride or fluorosilicic acid, it has various different chemical forms, but its main ingredient is fluoride. And that has been very controversial. There's a lot of research showing that it's actually having more negative effect than the benefits that they claim it has. And so that's the first contaminant that I would be concerned about with city water.
Most filters don't remove fluoride. Most filters don't.
Most companies, mainstream companies, believe that fluoride is good for you. So, but there's nature didn't put it in there in the form that they have it in the tap water, and it's actually a byproduct. It's a waste of aluminum industry and pesticide manufacturing, and they just found a way to get rid of this waste by selling it to the water municipalities that treat the water, because it's very expensive to get rid of it as a waste. So they actually found a way to make money on it. But if somebody does research, and there's some videos they could find on my site that that showed that fluoride is actually it's a drug and it doesn't belong in the drinking water.
Yes,
so that's a big one. Another chemical that's very common these days is chloramine. Chloramine is a combination of ammonia and chlorine, which is, it's a more potent disinfectant, but it's also much more difficult to remove. It's it lasts longer in the water. Chlorine evaporates quicker, but chloramine, that's another story. So our filters address that as well with a special catalytic carbon, which is an advanced type of activated carbon designed for this type of chemicals. And, of course, you have drug residues, which aren't even regulated. These drug residues in the water, the laws for water treatment are outdated, so they're not factoring in that these new contaminants, these new drugs are being found, but the law says they don't have to do anything about it because it's outdated. So just because your water is legal to drink doesn't mean it's safe. So those are the emerging contaminants. And also there's all types of different byproducts forming when all these chemicals combine, because they're all mixing and mingling in the water. Chloramine, fluoride, drug residues, you know, heavy metals, radiation in some areas as well, because we have old leaking power plants in this country, and across the world, actually. If you're concerned about Japan radiation, but you don't have to go far from home, and right here in the United States, we have aging nuclear power plants that have leaks quite often. I mean, I'm following the news, and some of it gets out into the nature, into the rivers and into the soils. So that's another contaminant our filters address. It's actually one of the innovations we did with our filtration systems is radiation removal, because modern-day contaminants include that.
They do. And another thing about pollutants is that we tend to think of pollutants as being isolated when they test for the danger of a pollutant, such as, say, fluoride, for example. What they're doing is that they're testing to see about fluoride just all by itself, like they'll feed fluoride to rats or whatever. But studies have shown the few that have been done, that when you start mixing chemicals together, they become more and more toxic. And this has been known for many, many years. In my very first book, 30 years ago, I wrote about a study that where they tested, if I'm remembering it correctly, they tested one chemical and the rats got sick or something. And then they tested two and they got more sick. And when they tested three, just three chemicals together, all the rats died. And so we don't know. We're being exposed to so many chemicals from so many sources. And the number of pollutants just in water, we have no idea what the combined effects are of all those pollutants and how much more toxic it can be than what the studies tell us for those individual chemicals. And then you mix that with the air pollutants and the pollutants in food and what's in perfume and everything, that any part of your life where you can remove toxic chemical exposure is worth doing because it lessens that overall load.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our bodies are chemical machines in one part, and they're using chemistry like neurotransmitters, neurochemicals that send signals from our brain to our body and back and forth. You know, if you're interfering with that process, it's gonna cause some disturbances in the system, some discords.
I totally agree. It's pretty amazing what a toxic world we live in. So, let's see, what else can we talk about in a minute? That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
I have a whole list of questions and things to talk to you about, but we have these, you know, these commercials that come.
No problem. I mean, you know, the filters are very high quality units. They're not made in China. And they're made to last. They're really professional grade systems for the home. It's something that people really appreciate when they see the quality. And the range of filtration is, I haven't seen a comparable filter on the market, and I'm always following the latest. This is one of the most comprehensive units that I could come up with after seeing what's out there and what's missing. So this filter fills that gap of people that want an all-in-one system that does it all. Fluoride radiation balances the pH, raises the pH, addresses the modern day contaminants. It's not made in China, and makes the water pleasant to drink, actually tastes great.
The water does taste great, and I can really tell the difference. And in fact, my body feels the difference. And, you know, it's not just taste, it's feeling good in my body. And I noticed it right away, and I serve it to people who come to my house and they go, wow, what is this water? And people are emailing me. A lot of people now have purchased this filter, a lot of my readers, and I have many emails saying thank you and none saying this is a horrible filter. Nobody has said
that's
this.
Wonderful. That's great to hear.
So we'll talk about this more after the break. I'm here with Igor Malevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filtration Systems. I'm Deborah Lindad. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and I'm here today with my guest, Igor Malevsky, from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. And as we've been saying, he has the most comprehensive, best water filter, affordable water filter that he has found. He created a water filter to fill the niche of people wanting a comprehensive, affordable water filter. And I agree that he's done a fabulous job and have this filter in my own home. Today he's offering all his filters, and he has filters from you can install under the sink all the way up to filtering all the water in your whole house. He's offering $15 off from today through June 18th, 2013. For those of you who are listening far off in the future or in 2013. And you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com to find out how to get to his website and about how to get that $15 discount. The next thing I want to talk about is water bottles, because a lot of people think that the solution to bad tap water or polluted tap water is to buy bottled water. So, Igor, tell us what happens to the water when it's in a water bottle. First of all, the quality of that water that they put in bottles, and then what the bottle can do to it.
Yeah, the bottled water, first of all, you don't know how long it's been in that bottle. And also the plastic used to make the water bottles is getting thinner and thinner, and also they're using special chemicals to make it softer. And those chemicals include phthalates. And these have been shown to be toxic, and they are, because bottles are made out of this plastic, they're leaching into the water, into the bottled water, especially now that it's warmer out there, and the plastic gets softer with the warm weather. It releases more chemicals. So oftentimes you'll even taste or smell kind of like a plastic aftertaste when you're drinking the bottled water. It doesn't matter.
And especially in the summer, you've probably gone to your local convenience store and found piles and piles of plastic bottled water sitting in the sun or sitting on a truck. And in the sun, that bottle just breaks down and breaks down and breaks down, and those plasticizers go into the water. And that's what you're drinking, is a bottle of plasticizer.
Yeah, and that's what we know about. There may be other chemicals we're not aware of that's put into the plastic during manufacturing. Not to mention it's expensive, compared to cost per gallon, for example. My system is right around 19 cents a gallon to get filtered water. And if you're buying that one bottle, one regular size bottle in the store, it's going to be significantly more than that. And so it's also less convenient, and it's not as good for the environment because you're always generating plastic waste.
So yes, I have a friend who does not yet have one of your water filters, but I'm working on him. I think he's about to buy one. He gets his drinking water in 5 gallon plastic containers, and we don't have delivery here, so he actually goes and pays somebody to bring those 5 gallon bottles back to his house. And then it's very difficult to get the water out of it because he doesn't have a dispenser, where you would turn it upside down. He's got this little pump, and I keep saying, get a water filter, because he's spending so much money on those bottles of water and somebody to haul them around, and he could just have the convenience of having a water filter and having the best possible water just right there, 24 hours in his home.
I hope he considers us.
Oh, he definitely will. When he buys a filter, and he will, it will be yours. Yeah, I'm sure. So
right.
Then there's the issue of, especially in the summertime, you need to be having water with you as you go out in the hot sun. That everybody needs to be carrying water. And so a lot of people carry water in plastic bottles. But again, you have the plastic going into the water from the plastic bottle. So the solution is to get glass bottles. And I have quite a number of glass bottles listed. If you go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, across the top there's links to different parts of my website. Just go to Deborah's List and then scroll down under water. It says bottles, reusable bottles, I think. And a number of bottles are listed there that are made out of glass, but they also have various non-toxic covers on them. One of them is covered in bamboo, for example. And so that protects the glass bottle from breaking if you should drop it. So you can carry these glass bottles around with you full of Igor's very pure water. That's what
I do. You can't filter the water and then put it in a bottle that's going to contaminate it, definitely.
Yeah.
And I've seen that list you have of those bottles. I've actually looked at that, and it's pretty good.
Thank you.
I was surprised you found some great bottles out there.
There are some great bottles out there, and I have a number of them in my house, because what I do is that I use your filter, and then I fill up bottles, like quart-sized bottles, and I just put them in the refrigerator so I have cold water. And I have one where the opening in the bottle is actually big enough that you can put ice cubes in. And then I know that how much water I've drank, because I have it all measured out. Actually, a lot of the bottles that I have came from IKEA, and they're very inexpensive. You can just go to your local IKEA and get good glass bottles with tops on them, and they're like $2 a piece. So these are not difficult to find. They're not expensive, and you can have all the glass bottled water you want to take around with you. I really think that that's the way to go with it.
Yeah, so, now that it's getting hot out there, I also wanted to comment, if I may.
Yeah.
The under-sink filter, the same type that you have, it's called the Ultra UC. What we can do also for people who'd like is we can create a two output connections on the filter. So one connection can go to the dedicated faucet like you have, and another connection can go to the fridge line.
And so wonderful. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Wow.
Yeah. So you can get it cool. I mean, sometimes the cold water from the faucet is not so cold during the summer.
Yes.
And some people may want to have it go through their fridge, or to make ice cubes directly, you know, so you don't have to pour. It's a little adapter we provide, and it doubles the output of the filter. So it's a little change, but very, very beneficial.
That's great. So we'll come back after the break and talk more with Igor Molesky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters about water and getting enough water, especially in the summertime. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Igor Molesky of Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. And I was just noticing that in the promotion for this show, the title of it is, Are You Drinking Enough Water for the Sweaty Days of Summer? Well, we haven't talked about how much water you need yet, so let's talk about that. The average adult loses about 6 8-ounce glasses of water per day, and just through urine, elimination of urine, and an additional 4 glasses through breathing, sweating, and bowel movements. So that's 10 8-ounce glasses of water per day we're losing. And if we don't drink those 10 8-ounce glasses per day, then our body is getting more and more and more dehydrated. This is how important it is that we drink water, is we need to replace that just on a daily basis. Food usually supplies about 2 glasses of water. Thus, the common recommendation of 8 glasses of water per day to replace the amount of water your body has lost. Now, it's summertime. And how much more water are we losing because we're sitting in air-conditioned buildings or we're out in the sun and we're perspiring, sometimes profusely? And so just think for a minute how much water you actually need in order to replace the water that's being lost in the summertime. It's more than you think. And just take a look at, what are you drinking for beverages? Are you drinking cans of soda? Are you, even if it's something that it doesn't have sugar in it, it's still, or like I'm thinking of all those beverages even lined up in the cooler at the natural food store, or different types of iced tea with different kinds of natural sweeteners in it and things. None of those things are water. And what you need is water, 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 water. I can't say that enough. Okay, so the general, yeah, and Igor agrees.
Well, so if you're dehydrated, they don't offer you a bottle of Coke or a cup of coffee. If you're dehydrated, you know, the medical, I think the approach is to give you water, hydrate you.
Yes, that is the medical approach. And so if you weigh 150 pounds, so the general rule of thumb is to drink half your weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 150 pounds, that's 75 ounces divided by 8 ounces is 9 8-ounce glasses per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you would need about 12 glasses of water per day. So just figure out your weight, divide it by 2, and find out the ounces, and then divide it by 8 to find out how many glasses that you need. Now, another thing is, oh, if you're doing a lot of exercise, you need to increase your water, the amount of water you drink. You might have a health condition that you might need to increase your water. If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, you need more water. Don't wait till you're thirsty to drink water, because thirst is an indicator that your body is already dehydrated. I'm going to say that again. Thirst is an indicator your body is already dehydrated. By the time you feel thirsty, your body has lost more than 1% of its water. It's better to drink water regularly throughout the day to replenish vital stores.
Yeah, so a lot of times we're so busy and we don't think about it even. We don't focus on it, so we get more dehydrated.
That's exactly right. We are very busy and we're not thinking about it. That's why I'm sitting at a desk all day long, most of the day. On weekdays, I'm sitting at my desk unless I have to go to an appointment, and then I go out. But I think a lot of people are sitting at their desk too. And so we really have an opportunity to just take those bottles, and especially if you have a bottle that you know the measurement of, and that you can just say, okay, this is a quart, or this is so many ounces, or I need to drink 8 cups, and you have 8 cups, or however it is that you measure it. If you're sitting in one spot all day long, then you can just put that bottle on your desk and make sure that you drink it. Another way to do it is that you could set a timer, say, every hour. It just reminds you to get up and stretch and drink your water. Or, you know, just figure it out, because water is so vital to life. Igor, do you want to say anything about how important this is?
Well, it's, you know, it's used to clean the body. You know, that's what the body uses to excrete waste and to remove the impurities that we breathe in or eat. That's why even when people may be drinking alcohol more in the summer as well, you know, being outdoors and having
yes.
fun, and, you know, especially with alcohol, you get more dehydrated. And the best thing for that is water. I mean, you drink a glass before you drink alcohol, and you drink maybe more, and after that, and you may have a less of a hangover too, actually, because water cleans out the toxins, the byproducts of alcohol and other things as well. So it's pretty crucial. We evolved with it. Since the earth was created, you know, water was the main ingredient in life. And so I
yeah.
think that our bodies have a good resonance with clean water.
Absolutely. Now, another thing that people should think about is electrolytes, because adequate salt and potassium are critical to proper hydration. And sometimes people are eating low salt diets, but what you really need is you do need to have those electrolytes in order for the water to move properly in your body, for there to be balance. And just, I know for myself in the summertime, especially because we live here in this hot, humid environment, I know that people, they get heat exhaustion because they don't have enough electrolytes. And when they get heat exhaustion, what they're given is water and salt tablets and potassium tablets. And I know that in the summertime, if I don't make sure that I eat salt, and sometimes I need to take potassium and magnesium and other minerals just so that I have enough minerals to balance out that water. So I think that that's a really important thing to keep in mind too, that, you know, people think that salt is a bad thing, because actually industrial salt is a bad thing. But something I think that everyone should do is go to the natural food store and get some sea salt or Himalayan salt that has the full spectrum of minerals in it, because that will help your body assimilate the water and help your body be hydrated.
Yeah, it's also, I've read research that natural sea salt is actually used to create hydrochloric acid, chloric being the salt part, which helps digestion. So a lot of people, I'm not a medical advisor or anything, this is just the research I've done.
Yeah.
I've read that, you know, salt is crucial to creating the acid that digests our food. So a lot of times when you sweat a lot, you lose a lot of salt that may affect the production of that. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in there.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you did, because when you do sweat, you are losing salt as well. So it's not just about drinking more water, but it's about replacing the water and replacing the salt. And you want to replace the water with clean water and replace the salt with natural salt.
And our filters actually don't remove the salt that's naturally occurring in the water. So there's other systems out there, like reverse osmosis, that takes out all the minerals and denatures the water completely. Whereas our filters target the contaminants, but they leave the electrolytes and the natural minerals that alkalize the water, they leave that in the water. And so that's another benefit.
I think that's a really important point, because water does... Well, if you go out in nature, water has its own characteristics. And then when it goes through the tap, it gets contaminated, so it loses some of those characteristics. And then it goes through a water filter, and then it becomes more changed. But tell us a little bit more about how your filters actually help the water stay in its natural state or restore its natural state.
Well, the best-selling system is our Ultra units. And the one that you have is the Ultra Under Counter. It uses three chambers, and each one has specific media in it. For example, the first one is a very fine half a micron catalytic carbon block. That's the first step, is to take out as many organic chemicals as possible and microbial cysts that may survive this infection. So that takes that out. And now the water is free to go to the next stage, where we have a all-natural non-aluminum fluoride removal cartridge. Most other companies use activated alumina for that, which is an oxidized form of aluminum. We use a all-natural calcium bonded with carbon, and it's even better in performance, at least 20% more effective. So the water, the fluoride gets removed at that stage. And then the last stage, the third chamber, we have our nuclear-grade zeolite, which addresses radioisotopes that may be in the water, as well as ammonia. And we also have heavy metal reduction media in that cartridge.
And so I need to cut you off because we just ran out of time.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you so much for being with me. We've been talking with Igor Mileski from PureEffect Advanced Water Filters about water, and you can find out more by going to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. I'm Deborah Lindak. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. If you've enjoyed the show, tell your friends.